14-7, Moreland up on Minco, and if I'm not mistaken, there is a player who's been injured all year, back for Moreland Bearcats, Dawson Frazier, whose father, Gregory, played on that Follette State Championship team. You got any memories of Frazier in his playing days? He's close to us at K101. We know him well.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether he was on a state championship team or not, but
around that time.
Around that time, yes. And he may have been. He may have been an underclassman. But, yeah, Greg was a lot of fun to watch. He had good speed, good moves. Fact is, I think he was on that game I was talking about with McLean. It was a track meet. But Greg was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and his son now back. I thought he was going to be out for the year. He's now back playing. Not a quarterback. They've been playing him a little at receiver, and he's been playing well. And Moreland's looking to pull the upset tonight. Right now, leading the Minco Bulldogs. That's a ranked football team as out there playing that one in Minco. So good job to Moreland. A couple other surprisers in there. OBA, Oklahoma Bible, giving Ringling, all the defending champs, state champs, all they can handle right now. That would be a huge win for the Trojans. And also a couple other close ones. Balco Forgan hanging tough with Cherokee. Now Cherokee, of course, with that big injury to Lake Lyon has changed that team, but still a very, very good ranked football team in the Chiefs, and Balco Forgan hanging tight here. So now Anton's already out in the field. They can't wait to get started here. It's 24-22. Sherrod's already back there ready to receive the kick. Follett's taking their time now as they started the clock a little bit earlier as Anton's raring to go down two here to start this second half. 24-22, Follett in front. Again, the Bulldogs are going to get the football first as the last half opened with the Ant recovering the onside kick and then starting on offense. So technically they've had two halves where they've started on offense. And Follett still hasn't taken the field. Again, the Panthers are going to be kicking it right to left as we're looking at it. Ant going to receive it going left to right. Again, there in the purple, yellow pants, yellow hats. Follett, all white, black hats. And Frank's now set to kick off as the Panthers break the huddle. And here we go with the second half, 24-22, two-point game. Buckle up. We're in for a good second half here in Chillicothe. And here comes the kick from Shane Franks. And a little squib, bounces once, bounces twice, hops into the air. Took a hop for Follett, but fielded nicely on the outside there by Ashton Martinez. And now Anton Bulldogs going to take over at their own 30-yard line, first and 15.
First and 15 from the Bulldog 30.
And it's going to be more of the same lineups that we saw in the first half as we start this second half. Champion at the quarterback, Sherrod in the backfield. Gage Garcia, your other back. Avalos, Cervantes, Ashton Martinez. Also Raiden Cooper going to pop in there and sometimes catch some passes. There goes a snap to Champion, or Dota. Garcia is going to flip it back to the outside. They get the ball to Sherrod quickly. He's going to make a man miss around the left. He makes another man miss. Almost kept his feet, but it's tripped up just shy of the first down marker. Pick up about 14 yards that time for Quint Sherrod. As man, he at that time, they had a couple cracks at him, and he comes out with a head of steam and looks like he's not slowed down, but
he may be
he's on the ground.
Down.
He's getting up, though. He's going to walk it off. But coming up limping, must have just taken a shot. Must be his ankle as he's kind of favoring that right side a little bit.
He's got the ability to spin on a hit. It's just hard to get a hold of him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you don't wrap him up, I mean, he's going to bounce off of there. A lot of times, looks like people have an angle on him. He comes up, all of a sudden that angle disappears.
Yes, it does.
And he is going to walk gingerly to the sideline, and everyone in Anton holding their breath right now as he's walking on it, which is a good sign. I think they're just going to give him a breather here and let him walk it off. He looks like he's going to be okay. Coach Hoover there patting him on the helmet. So we're going to have a few changes now. Dylan Guyton in the football game. There goes the snap to Champion. A little toss to Garcia around the right side. Champion's his lead blocker, but he doesn't throw a block, and now he's ripped up and thrown down, but he got the first down. So Garcia just enough to cross that first down marker. First down and Bulldogs. And we'll see if Sherrod comes right back in the football game. And it looks like Raiden Cooper going to come in. And Lane Valinga going to come off the field.
Bulldogs will be first and 15.
The first ball going to be spotted at the 34.
Sherrod's coming back.
Up there he is, coming back in with Champion. And now Garcia is going to come out. So, again, 24 in the game. Whenever Raiden Cooper's in that game, you got to be careful with the pass. Only this time he's not going to line up on the line. He's going to line up as a back off to the right. Snap to Champion. Flip back to Sherrod. They fake the give to Cooper. He's going to roll out to his right. He's going to look to throw to Champion. Throws it up in the air, and it's picked off by the Follette Panthers. Threw it up in the air for grabs. He had two receivers there. Interception. Ethan Gregory comes down with it. And that time getting a little too fancy with the Bulldogs. And now Follette going to get the turnover. First and 15. Ball at the 23-yard line. 24-yard line. And that time, nice job by Gregory. Had kind of two guys there. Had to make a decision.
Yeah.
And that time, Sherrod just couldn't get enough under it. As good of a runner he is, he's not really as comfortable throwing the football. And that time, interception and a big turnover for the Bulldogs. Follette leading 24-22 with 9:05 left in the third quarter. Now the Panthers lined up in a bunch formation. Watson with a quick give to Camacho around the right side. And he's dragged down by his waist. They tried to catch him napping. Nice job that time by the Bulldogs just with the pull down. And that was Sherrod again. And he's limping again. As he's got a bad wheel out there and playing through it. Only a 1 yard pickup, and I think Camacho thought he had some green grass in front of him. Didn't think Sherrod was that fast.
It got past Sherrod. We had some green grass.
There goes the snap, toss sweep to Franks around the right side. He gets a little block, takes it back to the middle of the field, and ripped down right around the far hash mark. Pickup of only a couple. So they're going to bring up around a 3rd and 10 for Follette. I'll call a 3rd and 11. Another big stop that time by the Ant and Bulldogs. And Follette again slowly to the line this time. Two back set behind Watson. They go for a quick throw around the right side. It is caught around the edge and it cuts inside back to the inside of the field before he hit the sideline. And a quick pass to Marshall Howard as he is just enough for the first down. And again, they set this up. This is how they kind of started the first half, where they ran, and then kind of found the open receiver. That time, Howard, a quick pass from Watson for the first down. Pickup of about 12 yards on that play. Going to be 1st and 15 now from the 35-yard line. High formation. There goes the drop back for Watson. He's got a man over the top and couldn't quite get him. He had him open in the backfield. And that was number 24, Torres. So Oscar Torres, that would have been a big play. Watson just outside his outstretched hands in the middle of the field. And that time you could see where Torres had another little dimension that Anton hasn't seen. And now they're going to be on the lookout for 24. As that play was about a foot from being caught. 2nd and 15 now for the Panthers. 24-22. They lead by two. Two backs. Watson with the give to Franks around the right. He cuts it back inside. Makes a man miss. Dragons another man around right at the first down marker and finally driven down, but dragged the guy about 5 yards. And it picks up the first down just over the 20-yard line. And Franks that time running hard. And as impressive as Sherrod has been kind of with his movement, his lateral movement, Franks has been with his strength for a guy that size.
Yeah, Sherrod's really showed a lot of power.
And now, 1st and goal for the Panthers. So, quick turn of events from the interception now in the red zone inside. Pitch to the outside of Franks. Cuts it back inside to the middle of the field. Once again, he fakes outside, takes it to the middle, and dragged down by Ashton Martinez, who saved a touchdown. But a pretty big pickup again by Franks. And they are finding a little room to run. And Shane Franks increasing that rush total. He's already scored a couple touchdowns in this football game. 2nd and goal from the 10 for Follette. They lead by two, 6:44 to go. Two backs behind Watson. Pitch to the outside to Franks, and he gets a little chop block up front. He tries to take it inside and takes about 10 Bulldogs. There's only six guys in the field, but I think 10 had to bring it down. As they finally drag Shane Franks down, they picked up a couple, and now 3rd and goal from right around. Looks like they spotted it at the 6. Couple cracks at this one for the Panthers, up by two, 6:12.
Yeah, they can still get a first down without the touchdown.
Oh, Oh, yeah, they do have the marker down there. And here goes the give to the fullback, Camacho, up front, and he's dived close towards that marker.
He got it.
Camacho moves and up the middle.
Yeah, they did give him the first down. So, yeah, there was a first down. He's at the one. So, going to be a first and goal from the one. It's 24-22, 5:48 to go, and there goes the give to Camacho again up the front, and he kind of ducks his head and scores from a yard out, and Follett increases their lead. But just like that, he got just enough for the first down and a couple hard yards there for Jonathan Camacho. Ponce, as they call him, scores a touchdown, 30-22 now. Follett in front, and Frank's going to come on and try to increase that lead. 1 yard run for Camacho. Big extra point here for Franks. Snap is high, but brought down. There goes the kick from Franks. And did he get it through? And he did. And nice job that time by the holder, Watson, who brings it down. 32-22. 10-point lead now for the Panthers with 5:43 left in the third quarter. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
Waurika leading Southwest Covenant at halftime, 44-16. Another halftime score for you. Covington Douglas leading Depew, 34-6. This game moved into halftime, and it is a final score. Tyrone defeating Fox tonight, 61-6, the final score. Tyrone winner over Fox, advancing there in high school football. Ringling with still a 6-point lead over Oklahoma Bible, getting into the third quarter now. Ringling up 6-0. Cashin leading Elmore City Purnell in the third quarter, 28-0. Kingfisher now with a 7-point lead over Lone Grove, just getting into the third quarter, 21-14, Kingfisher leading. Mountain View Godibo leading Sharon Mutual with about 9 minutes left in the third quarter. Mountain View Godibo 44, Sharon Mutual 6. Buffalo in the third quarter leading Boys City 30-6. And Cherokee now with a 20-8 lead over Balco Forgan. They've moved into the third quarter as well, guys.
And elsewhere in Texas, six-man football in Division II, 1A, 48-28 Groom in front of Klondike at the half. Strawn up on Throckmorton. Throckmorton has come back, though, 30-24 in the fourth quarter of that one. Richland Springs, your defending champ, up 32-8 on Oglesby at the half. And Borden County still scoring. That game is now final, 71-16 over Spring Lake Earth. Vannendale up on Gordon, 54-28, and here comes the kick from the Follett. Panthers takes a nice hop for him, but it goes right to Martinez down there around the, looks like around the 30-yard line. He's going to bring it up just past the 30-yard line of Anton, and that's where the Bulldogs will take over. And pretty good kick. Looks like that was Garcia catching that football. But, I mean, that was pretty good kick that time by the Panthers.
Yes,
got a nice
was.
Hop
yep.
there. But a nice job by the hands team. Well, really, it's six man. Everyone's part of the hands team.
Yeah, pretty much.
5:37 now left in this third quarter, 32-22. A little spread out now. Champion back in the shotgun. A quick pitch to Sherrod. Sherrod takes it around the right side. He's spun down and dragged down. Nice tackle from behind that time by Follett. And
Gavin
that
Welch
was Gavin Welch. And we saw a lot of that first quarter. Gavin Welch really made his presence felt. That time, another big play from Welch. And he's going to have to be big in this game this second half and keeping Sherrod kind of in check. That time he did his job, but still a pickup of about 5 yards on that play. Second and 10 for the end, Bulldogs. Champion in the gun, two backs to either side. He drops back to pass. He looks left. He looks towards the middle of the field. A little sidearm, bit of a throw, and caught right around the first down marker. It's going to be about a yard shy, and that was Joseph Cervantes. And that time, a quick snap and a quick catch. But going to be about a yard shy. Ball now going to be spotted at the 34 of Follett. And going left to right here. 32-22, 10-point lead. And Anton running plays a little faster than the Panthers are. They're up to the line now. Spread formation, snap to Champion. Flip quick back to Sherrod. Sherrod takes it inside, makes a man miss. Up, finds a little crease up inside. He clogged up. He's still on his feet. Finally gets dragged down at the 15. Looks like the 16-yard line, and Frank's making the stop.
Flag on the play.
And there is a flag down. Flag is down right at the line of scrimmage. And they're going to pick it up. So Anton was calling for him to pick it up, and that's exactly what they did. As Coach Hoover in the ref's ear, now it's going to be a first down and just outside of the goal line. So similar to what we just saw with Follett, they can get a first down, it looks like, inside the 1 yard line. as the ball
first and 15 from the 16
right now sitting at the 16. Two back sets. Snap to Champion. He drops back to pass. Gets a couple blocks. He's going to try to run through the middle of the field. Instead, he's going to drop back and throw. Throw it up in the air and picked off. He threw it up
Ethan
for grabs.
Gregory.
And Ethan Gregory with a great play. And Champion tried to do too much. And Gregory with that big body steps right in front of the receiver. Another interception for the Panthers.
Panthers will
take the ball now. 32-22. And Follett taken over now deep in their own territory. And what a play by Ethan Gregory.
Play.
Who moves a little faster than I thought he would out there. So now the ball is going to be spotted inside the 10, right around the 7. With 4:14 to go and a 10-point lead, Follett takes over. There goes a fake to give to the fullback. They give it to the tailback. Franks around the right side, almost slips a tackler, and Sherrod saved a touchdown that time. Again, Sherrod comes up limping, and he's starting to feel the weight of this game. It's getting physical for him, and he's limping a little bit out there, but he's still making plays. He's a tough kid.
He is a tough kid, but he's struggling a little bit.
Yep, second down now. Pickup of, looks like about three or four on that play. Second low, ball's on the ground. Oh, but he picked it up, and Watson wisely picks it up as it was blown up instantly. And that time, a nice play by Joseph Cervantes who blew that thing up. Ball on the ground. Follett falls on top of it, but they're going to now lose yardage. It's going to be back to the original line of scrimmage.
Third down, Panthers.
So third and 15, but they continue to eat clock with 3:26 left in this third quarter. And a big play here. I mean, you want to at least, if you don't get the first down, you just get the field, play the field position game and get it, move the ball a little bit. And now quick pitch to the outside of Franks. He takes it up inside, and he is wrapped up. And the Bulldogs, nice job team tackling that time.
For a game of about 4 yards.
And a four-yard pickup for Franks. It's going to bring up a fourth and 10 or 11 for Follett. Go. 32-22, Panthers by 10, under three to play in this third quarter. And the end fans now on their feet. This is a big play for the Bulldogs. They need a stop here. Fourth and 11 upcoming, and Follett wisely is going to use all of this. There's about 6 seconds on the play clock. They got to get it off. 4 seconds left, and they jumped. Everybody jumped on Anton, and there's still a pitch. Free play down around the outside to Franks, who's driven out of bounds outside, but that's going to be encroachment. As a couple guys in the neutral zone that time for the Anton Bulldogs.
There is a flag on the play.
Unless they say somebody made them jump, which I didn't think happened. But we'll see. Still not going to be enough for a first down. And the Anton fans are saying they made them jump, but I don't think they're going to get that call. And they are not. So that will be offside on the Bulldogs. Big offside play, because now if you're Follett, you don't want to do 4th and 11, but you're all right doing a 4th and about 5.
That's right.
Leads about 4th and 4 for the Panthers.
Inside the 5-yard line, 4th and 4, 2:21 to go. Here goes the snap to Franks, and it's a pass. It's a quick pass around the outside. He's got a man open down the right side. He makes a man miss. He's down to the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10. No one's going to touch him. Touchdown, Follett Panthers.
Marshall Howard
again, the same
Marshall
play.
Howard
they nobody covered him up on the end.
Pass.
Quick pass from Watson, and touchdown, Follett. Big time play that time. And that was a, looks like a 55-yard pass. Ball on the 35 that time. So 55-yard touchdown pass to Marshall Howard, and Marshall Howard having a whale of a game as that time they set that play up. Now Frank's going to come on and try to increase the lead, 38-22. Follett up big. Enormous play. Low snap, but bobbled and not going to get it off as couldn't handle the snap that time. Franks kicks it into the line, and no good, but Follett with a big touchdown, 38-22. Panthers lead with 2:09 left in the third quarter. Back after this, our K101 road to the top.
Cherokee now taking a 20-8 lead over Balco Forgan. That's now moved into the fourth quarter, about 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter of that one. Let's see, Texoma leading Hobart 12-7 in the third quarter. Turpin leading Ringwood now by two, fourth quarter score, 18-6. Turpin with the 2-point, 18-16, that is. Thomas leading Cordell, 35-14 in the third quarter. Mountview Gotobo leading Sharon Mutual, 44-6. Kingfisher, third quarter score, leading Lone Grove, 20-14. Ringling leading Oklahoma Bible now 12-0 in the third quarter, and Stillwater leading Sand Springs 42-7. That is also a third quarter score, guys.
And here it is 38-22 Follett, and that is Marshall Howard's second touchdown pass of the catch of the night. He has right now, he has a 24-yard TD and a 55-yard TD. He has 152 yards and two touchdowns all season. He's almost equaled that in one football game. What a game for Marshall Howard. And nice pass that time by Watson, who's really mastered the art of taking that snap and being able to make that quick pass with that, some accuracy for Jaden Watson. 2:09 now left in the third quarter. Follett about to kick off, and this is a big possession for the Anton Bulldogs. They're going to need a score here. They want to stay in this thing. And here comes Franks to kick off. And another little squib kick, same side, right side, little bouncer fielded by Garcia, takes it up and dragged down, a little hesitation step, still on his feet, but they finally Garcia drag him down right around the 35-yard line of Anton. So Anton taking over at their own 35. Trailing this one 38-22, now 2:01 left in the third quarter. And Lane Valinga now in the football game for Anton. And usually he comes in when they're looking to spread it out and throw a little bit. Champion in the gun. Sherrod behind him. Quick pitch to Sherrod. Right side toss sweep. Cuts it back in. He's hit and drug down after a pickup of a couple. Give him about 4 yards on that play.
Sherrod with the game.
Looks like Camacho there
to
make the stop.
Second down Bulldogs.
And if you're Follett, you're happy to give that. You're saying, all right, we'll give you four. We just want to keep you from breaking the deep one. Nice job that time by the defense. Basically playing center field there, making sure he doesn't break anything too long. Easier said than done. Now the snap goes to Champion. Drops back to pass. He looks to the left. Now to the middle of the field again. That little sidearm throw, middle of the field, and caught for the first down. And Joseph Cervantes, same play they ran a little bit ago in the last possession, pick up the first down. And it looks like Follett's content to kind of let that happen as long as the clock keeps moving, but that's a little bit too much. You're going to be giving up 15 yards.
That's too much cushion.
Cervantes, 5'9", 175. Looks a little bigger than that, but he picks up now a quick pass to pitch to Garcia. This time he goes far side. He's drugged down and wrangled to the ground by that time by Gavin Welch. Another tackle for Welch.
Moves the marker about 5 yards.
And without the stats Bulldogs in front of me, I do believe Gavin Welch might be the leading tackler tonight for
the Gavin's
Panthers.
All year long, he's been around the football. He's just a tough kid.
Second and 10 now, upcoming 5 yard pickup. Snap the Champion in the gun. He's back to pass. Gets a couple blocks of protection. He's got a man open, but he throws it wide to the left, just out of the outstretched arms of the receiver.
Fastball complete.
Was open. Raiden Cooper over there. Garcia over there in that area, but going to fall incomplete at 3rd and 10. That time Sherrod with the nice pass protection block. He's done a good job in there. They've tried to get back there on Champion, and both backs, Garcia and Sherrod, picking up those pass rushers. Now 3rd down. Garcia in the gun. Trips receivers to the right. The snap to Garcia. The quick pitch out to Sherrod. He's going to look to throw down the right side. He's got Valinga over there and throws it behind him, and Valinga has to turn around and comes down with it. Ball hung in the air forever, and Valinga had to kind of go back to it just before he stepped out of bounds. Nice concentration by Valinga. First down, Anton Bulldogs, and they're now set up in the red zone. First and goal.
The 6-yard line.
Spotting the ball at the 6. 21 seconds, though, left in the quarter. They're going to try to run a play. Champion in the gun, both backs to either side of him. There goes the snap. He's looking to throw again. He's got man in his face, has to jump throw it to the end zone, and he gets it in there. Touchdown, Anton Bulldogs, and Raiden Cooper comes down with it. And that time he threw a zipper right around, right towards the hash, right towards the pylon. And Cooper comes down with it. Touchdown, and to cut into this lead to 10, 38-28. Now your score with an important extra point upcoming here for Sergio Champion. A 6-yard pass Champion to Cooper. They've hooked up twice already. That's the third time in this game. There goes a snap. High snap, and Garcia's got to get it down. Instead, Champion has to hesitate. Now he's going to look to throw. He throws it up to the end zone, and it's caught. A broken play. He just threw it up for grabs and did a nice job keeping the play alive. And Slade Hodges comes down with it, and they get a point out of it. So something out of nothing that time for the Anton Bulldogs. And Follett still leads, though, 10 seconds left in the third quarter. 38-29. We'll be back after this. Our K101 road to the top.
Now moving into the third quarter, Moreland extending their lead over Minco, 21-7 third quarter score there. In the third quarter, Buffalo leading Boys City, 38-6. Shattuck leading O'Keene. Actually, this is now a final. It just moved into the third quarter. Shattuck scoring. Putting this one out of reach for O'Keene, 58-8, a final score there. Shattuck defeating O'Keene tonight. Turpin with a 26-16 lead over Ringwood. Winoka leading Maysville in the third quarter, 38-16. And Cherokee leading Balco Forgan, 20-16, now in the fourth quarter.
And back here in Chillicothe, it is 38-29. Follett with the lead, but the Anton Bulldogs are the much-needed score for the Bulldogs in that last one. But the Panthers, with a couple interceptions, defense been the difference in the football game. But that time, Anton able to get some big plays when they needed them in the pass game. As that is now the third touchdown pass from Sergio Champion to Raiden Cooper. They've had a 15-yarder, a 10-yarder, and then now that 6-yarder. Now Champion going to kick off that wedge for the Bulldogs off to his right. Now they're going way to his right, and he's going to kick it that way. It's going to roll down. It's going to be fielded on the hop to the outside by Camacho. He's got a little room. He's got Franks in front of him as a lead blocker. He's got Watson in front of him as a blocker. He sticks his arm in their back and gets another couple yards, and we got a flag down. Looks like a late hit on extracurricular activity Camacho there. Nice return by Camacho that time. Took it. That's what the problem when you set up that wedge. If it misses, there's nobody on the other side
to make
that tackle.
That's exactly right.
And now they're going to look. I imagine this is going to be some kind of personal foul, as this was a way late after the play, this flag, which is going to move the Follett Panthers even closer after that return by Camacho. And Ponce that time wisely takes it to the far side as everybody else was on that other side. And personal foul. Is indeed a personal foul on the Bulldogs, right? Just shy of the 20. And we're going to get that ball even closer, and Follett going to be set up. And they're going to spot it right there at the 20-yard line.
First and 15 for the Panthers.
First and 15 now, just on the other side of the red zone for the Panthers. So they haven't. I thought they were going to mark off some penalty yardage here, but it looks like they're leaving.
I think they're going to.
Oh, there they go. All right. They just wanted to get it right. I think they wanted to get the spot of the ball right. Nice job that time by the refs making sure we get exactly where this football is. And now ball going to be placed at the 10. So there we have first and goal from the 10-yard line.
First and 10.
Oh, 11. We're going to call that the 11. Yep. So 38-29, there's 1 second left in the quarter, so just enough time to get one playoff. There goes the snap, and a quick pitch around the far side to Franks. He's going to take it up inside, picks up about three or four, and he's finally drug down. And that gun sounds on the third quarter. 38-29, Follett in front, and they're trying to score once more. Do not go anywhere. It's our K101 road to the top. Panthers lead the Bulldogs 38-29.